Well, what about public opinion on all these matters? That's interesting. In the case of NAFTA, in all three countries, United States, Mexico, and Canada, public opinion was opposed. In Canada, overwhelmingly opposed. In the United States, it was running pretty steadily at about 60% opposition among the part of the public who had a point of view, which is kind of intriguing since the propaganda was about 100% in favor, and in fact, enthusiastically in favor. In Mexico, the latest polls that were taken showed 47% pro-NAFTA. I don't exactly know what the polls mean, like how much did they poll peasants and unemployed workers and so on. Anyway, general opposition in all three countries. And the health care, it's exactly the same. Polls have been taken on health in the United States for about 40 years now, and one consistent feature of them is that either absolute majorities or considerable pluralities have been in favor of the kind of healthcare system that you have in every other industrial country, some version of a national healthcare system, either tax-based or something similar. The latest polls are running about 60 or 70% in favor of that, although it's off the agenda. All discussion is about other proposals. Now, sometimes in paragraph 26, you'll see a reference to the fact that the public is in favor of what's here called a Canadian-style plan, basically the kind they have elsewhere. But there's a technical term to eliminate this irrelevance. It's called politically unrealistic. That means it's only the public who wants it, not the big corporations and the wealthy and so on. So therefore, it's politically unrealistic and therefore off the spectrum. It's only advocated by that crude, threatening mob, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders and so on.